This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, October 19th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. The woes of Diane Moody continue. The former chief financial officer for the Fort Worden Public Development Authority pleaded not guilty to first-degree theft charges last Friday, arising from her time with the organization. The felony charges allege that on or between September 1st and December 31st, 2019, Moody made two fraudulent claims of a value totaling more than $10,000 after an investigation by the state auditor. The two payments, one for $4,822 and one for $5,232, were made to a construction company owned by Moody's husband, although the business had been administratively dissolved for 6 months at the time of the payment. Her pretrial hearing is scheduled for December 30th, with a trial set for January 9th, according to the Jefferson County Clerk's Office. The maximum penalty for the alleged crimes is 10 years imprisonment and/or a $20,000 fine, according to the court filing. The paper mill has changed hands. Atlas Holdings announced last Wednesday that it has completed the acquisition of Crown Paper Group, which includes Port Townsend Paper Corporation and Crown Corrugated Company, an integrated mill and container board operation in the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada. An article in the PT Leader said terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Port Townsend Paper Corporation is a leading provider of recycled and virgin craft container board, craft pulp, and specialty products. Atlas co-founder and managing partner Tim Fazio said, "It's always an exciting day when we can welcome a great paper and packaging company to the Atlas family of manufacturing, distribution, and logistics businesses." Company leadership pointed to their history of reinvesting in mills and of having established a track record of revitalizing and strengthening companies they've acquired or partnered with. The Washington State Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment regarding the carbon project announced earlier this year. The agency wants feedback from beneficiaries, tribes, stakeholders, and the general public on the proposed parcels included in the 10,000 acres to be set aside for conservation and carbon sequestration. When the project was first announced, 25 acres of forests were to be set aside. For phase two of the project, DNR has identified 50 parcels totaling 11,726 acres as candidates for the remaining 7,500 acres to be included in the project. Input and feedback from the process, which will include public webinars, an open house, and survey, will be used to narrow down the final selection. In a DNR news release, Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz said, "This project is a truly transformative approach to preserving our most ecologically valuable forests. I am thrilled to make Washington State a leader in carbon market opportunities through partnership and collaboration. By working together, we have the opportunity to build a first-of-its-kind model to support communities, protect ecologically significant forests, and provide needed revenue for public schools, libraries, and hospitals." Candidate parcels have been selected across 11 counties, including Jefferson and Clallam. More details, including county maps and feedback options, can be found at a link in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. Walnut Street is closed, and a detour is in place for street work being done through Friday, October 21st. Grinding is occurring in preparation for repaving. There will be heavy equipment parked and in use on sections of Walnut Street in Port Townsend. The damaged brick column at the entrance to Fort Worden State Park will be replaced by the end of this month, according to the Peninsula Daily News. The damage was likely the result of a vehicle failing to negotiate the turn. State Parks plans to move the entrance gate back from the road, allowing larger vehicles more turning radius room. The city of Port Townsend now requires a right turn out of the park's entrance to eliminate traffic flow through the residential area on Cherry Street. This turn has been proven difficult for larger commercial and recreational vehicles. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.